beginning of Daf Masechta is getting Daf Tezayin. I'm getting Ma'al. Beginning Tez Ma'al. Begins the Gemara. Hanitzuk. This the Mishnah Masechta is Taras to the according. The Hakatafres. These are different types of there's a flow and the slanty mountain. Umashka Tefeach. And if you have liquid that's moist in the Chibur, it's not considered connected. Le the Tum of Le Tav. Not for impurity. Not for purity. Which has different interpretations according to different interpretations in Taisus. Perish B'Kunsh. Rashi explains what does this mean. In the Hebrew, latahara, what does it mean, loy latahara? It means not considered connected for purification, meaning regarding the interesting voice. Regarding two ritual baths, Shembech, and Mem saw that neither one of them has 40 saw. The Nitzuk, the Katafras, Tumashka Tefeach, Mechabran, has all these different forms of connection. In the Hebrew, in Halacha, it's not considered as a connection to make it into a kosher mikvah. Because Rabbeinu Tam finds this difficult. Because the Adkan, like in the Mechaber of Yehuda, where do we find that there's a if something should be affected, Perek Indershin, Gemach, Gigidav, Tessim, and Avgab, Gimel, Gomem, Moyeis. Three pits. Halyoinim Esrim. The upper one has 20 saw, Batachtoin Esrim. The bottom one has 20 saw, Bemtsois, Aboim. And the middle one has 40 saw. Bachadol, Shagisham, Ives, Benem. Then you have a flow of rainwater that's passing between all three of them. The homachleg is elbe toibel bel yoyin. Only if you double the upper one, the imring good asig. Do we say that it extends upwards as if it's connected to the one on top? That's where the machleg is. Do we say that with the upper one, which only has 20, be considered connected to the middle one that's 40? On the tachtoin, the regarding the bottom one, kulamai did also like tefillah. All of them agree that it's going to be affected with tefillah. The imring good achas. We say that it extends downward. Amaketavas chibur. You see that the flow down the mountain is considered connection. Vachamash meir. It sounds like from the way Rashi explained the Rebbe Klatz, not considered connected at all. Rabbeinu Tam says the Hocham Ayri Davkam. In our case, we're talking specifically b'shtei gomim is two pits. Shabizu esrim v'zu esrim. Each one has 20. The like make of a shalom ba'achas b'fnei atzma. You don't have any one that's a full 40 by itself. But we have a chibur that's not considered connected, and the aim at pil nafil b'tachlan vib. You cannot tell even in the bottom one. Hazma, but they give him so he's make for shalom. The day you have a full mikvah in the middle one, a 40 saw local. Yeah, according to everyone, you can be able to tell in the bottom one. But you're not plugging in the machlekes regarding the upper one. Now, Bedavka Nakadim Tzayis, and it's specifically that you mentioned a middle one, because Al B'Shtei Gamimiyais, but when there's two pits, Shem B'Shem Echaz Mikvah Shalom, where neither one has a full mikvah, L'Kul Emei Matzvon, according to everyone, you're not going to be able to table, even by the bottom. So it's not difficult on Rashi. But Oidhek, she also asked another question. The Acha, come here, the Gemara tells us, the Ketafras, Leib Chibur, one of the items that we're mentioning from this Mishnah Sat Tzataris, that's not considered a connection, is Ketafras. B'Samach, come here, but shortly, the Gemara tells us, that the Mishnah that we bring from Mikvois, that if the legs of the first one were still touching the water, then also the second one is going to be tar. Now this halacha of nitzik they were quoting now in the Dibur Maschil from the Mishnah Sechta Taharas, the Yehudi, it's Rabbi Yehuda, the maskina in Mikvois, because we conclude regarding the topic of Mikvois. Which that's Allah Rabbi Yehuda. So that seems to be a contradiction. Is it considered connected according to Rabbi Yehuda or not? We're quoting him in the Ketafis, is not considered as connection, and yet we see the same concept of flowing downwards by the guy who tabled first, who has his foot inside, that is considered connection. So Ben Tami says, the Kimin Shamayim Shalarishin, since the water is on the first person, is Saif and Lipo Valeri Lemikva is going to end up falling into the mikvah? Of a ketafras chibur, there the ketafras considered connection. Miu nitzik gerua meketafras, but nitzik is worse than ketafras. Lefi shakiluach shal nitzik amid ba'aver, because meaning in contrast to the case of haketafras that we said from the Mishnah in Masechta Taharas, that even though that's Rabbi Yehuda also, where it concludes regarding the halacha mikvayis that's Rabbi Yehuda, but there it's not right over the body of the water itself. It's flowing down a mountain. So that's not considered connected. Then says Rashi, Mir Nitzik Guru Mektafas. Nitzik is even worse than Ketafas. Lefi Shakiluach Shal Nitzik Amin Ba'aver. There the flow of the of what's being poured is in the ear. But Lo Yavachiva, there's not considered connected philosophically, but even if it's going to end up falling. The Mashal Perek Baz, meaning unlike this of Ketafas, that we're making this this split, this differentiation, which is coming to answer the question that we asked. Thereby, Nitzik, which is a flow, is kiluach is not going to be, even if it's going to ultimately fall in. Sounds like at the last parak of Barzillai in Bez and Bez, that Bhadadaik Hasam going to be good. That the Gemara's Medayik over there regarding a good, the Anachil de Abbas Gishta, he puts his hand on this Bas Gishta, which is a type of this drinking utensil, as two, like a Y prong coming out. But the Asher Rabbi Kulacham and Rabbi made all the wine forbidden. Shema mina nitzuk kibur. So the Gemara wants to say, so you see that nitzuk is considered connection, even though it didn't touch the thing itself, but it's touching something that connects to it. Avagav does ma b'ketafris. I over there, it's ketafris. Daig shaper the nitzuk abachibur. Still, he's medayik very well. The nitzuk is a chibur. Why? Because the kibur the mashen nagabah goy. Since what the goy touched down the b'ketzei ha'elyon, the upper part. Ain't so if the lipol b'toich chavez. It's not ultimately going to end up falling into the barrel. But since one end is on the gishta, if it's not better than nitzuk, so you see this concept that nitzuk, since it's not on the thing itself, so it's not considered chibur. That's what the Gemara means over there, that that's also going to be just like nitzuk, even though it's really ketafris. Still, we're being medayik nitzuk as a chibur because it has this principle, it has this concept. Of do we consider it as sefer lipol? So there where it's not sefer lipol, so even though it's ketafris, it's going to be like nitzuk, which even when it is sefer lipol, but since it's in the airspace, it's not going to be considered as chibur. But I take another question Rabbein Tam has as follows. Talk about if from here on our sugi, it sounds like the tefech latfiach have a chibur. That when something is moist, that it can make something else moist, as the Gemara says in the Brisa, it brings on the third line of the Gemara, that that's considered as a connection. Problem is, the peg of the mikvah nan. Sixth parak mikvoyis, we learn the Mishnah, Maislam parak come the Yivamis, burn the first parak Yivamis after the Vamanal, and it's also brought from parak Shlish the Chagigah, the third parak Chagigah of Chavavam days. That Erim mikvoyis, what's considered a mixing of mikvoyis that it's all considered as one? It's Kesheferes Hanoid, is like the hollow of a tube, that Ba'avi Bechalala, with its thickness and with its cavity, which is Kesheferes Bois Cheslam Kaiman, which is the amount of two fingers that you could turn around. So you see that it's not tevech latvech, it's much bigger than that, that has to be considered as connected. So Rambam says, the neck can be in kishefer zanayid, you're right, a hole you need kishefer zanayid, which is two fingers width. Aval mayim, sagi b'tevech latvech, but the water is sufficient with the amount of moisture that can make something else moist. So it doesn't have to have, so the difference between the hole and between the amount of water. But since in the other read, this does not seem to be correct according to the read. Because that was second voice back in second voice in the sixth paragraph in Mishnah Tez. Kaislosh ben shdemik voice to nista. If you have a wall between two different ritual baths that crack, l'shesi. So depends on the way that it cracked. If it's the horizontal mitzvah that combines la'arei to the meaning if it's the lot if it's the straight lines then it's mitzarif but if it's the width then mitzarif does not combine until you have in one place this measurement kishveres hanoid. Yudai Meis says chil, but Rambam says the exact opposite. Now nifritu, some take it the gizmil malam, if it cracked zeh l'teich zeh one into the other al roim on the height. Kiklipas Hashem, like the peel of a garlic. Al roichiv on the width, kishrefes hanoid, heinushteat spoys, which are two finger breadths. So imkain, if that's the case, how to come at this that he's saying edif mikvoyis is kishrefes hanoid, molei nekiv mayim bein. So you need to have the fullness of a hole of water, with some milmalo, but yet you're saying when it floats on top, ain't so like kiklipas Hashem, you only need the peel of a garlic for roichiv kishrefes, like the width of kishrefes. Now this is the question. If you hold like Rabbein Tam, that for the amount of water it's enough, just moisture that can make something else moist. And only it's the hold that you need kishrevez, like Rabbein Tam explained. If that's the case, in rechem amayim kishrevez, so then you don't have the width of the water when it's like kishrevez, shteyat boys, two fingers, shenekim ogel, because the hole is round, butzar melmata, and it's narrow on the bottom. We don't like we say, b'shteyat boys chayz l'mukayim, that it could go around. So if that's the case, so you're not having that amount of water. So you see, it's not a din in the water. So it seems specifically to the reed that sagi b'tefeach lahatfiach. That's actually enough. Actually, like our Gemara says over here, the amount of moisture that can make something else moist, which is very little. But Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, you need to have like the peel of a garlic, like the width of two finger breadths. And when the wall is separating, so then, so kishvah hanoid, you have to have like a hollow tube, shehan nekev mali, that the hole should be full of that amount. Now these next words, up until the words tefech letfiach, really is belongs before to answer Rabbi Tam's second question. That here we're saying the Ketaf is not a Chibra, and he's saying that this of Nitzik is a Behuda. So that's just a Behida Nitzik, and that of Nitzik, Lefima de Masik, Lein Mikvois, that we come out regarding Mikvois, Rabbi Hudihi. So says Taisis, Matzi Asiki Rabbanu. So then it could be like Rabbanu, meaning so it's not a difficulty. Now, you're right. Just as I was saying, the Tefillah HaTviach is a connection to the Sekhav Yehuda. But here, the Nisab HaGitaf is a Ketonim, the Mashka Tefillah. In the Chibur, they were saying that it's not a connection. Hey, now, for the Tefillah HaTviach, yeah, that would even be moist and mix and else moist. Because again, it's going to be Rabbanu. Wait a minute. Another interpretation says the Ri. The Tefillah Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda, less like Tefillah HaTviach Chibur. No, it's not true. Even he, because that's the question that we said, you see, you need more. You're right. Tefillah HaTviach would not be a connection. But Aglav and Nagiz Mamayim, even in the case that he discusses of his legs touching the water, Al-Makar Gur Achas. That's from the halachic principle of Gur Achas that we see it extending downwards. Makarka Shava, but when the ground is equal, L'Shar Gur Achas, and you don't see anything extending downwards, then you're right, then you need to have the peel of a garlic. Ta'asahid, and if it's Zel Tezzeh, so therefore you could have this halacha when one is cracked one to the other. I feel like Rabbi Yehuda, even like Rabbi Yehuda, the Ayur Hasan Bereisha, where it's talking about within the Reisha. Now, the Ri says, he says that actually this halacha that we're quoting from the Mishnah Masechet Tzara is the top line of the Gemara of the flow and the incline. No, it's not like we had explained up until now kind of connecting of the mikvayos. Elin hashaka, talking about the halacha of when the waters are kissing, which is to purify tamei waters. Now it's actually more precise because tamei is making it tamei and tara is making the waters tara, not like we're saying not for the waters, but for something else to be putting into the waters. No, now it's actually the same idea. Chemashba also sounds like this when they come in from the back that it says Dimel Mikvois Rabbi Yehudahi, that Mashba it sounds like that Hashalah have a Mukib Mikvois, that it was not Tom by Mikvois, which actually Tom Hashaka. Upashit, the Mashke Tefech in the Chibul in Hashaka, and that's what the Gemara is resolving that Mashke Tefech is not considered a connection regarding Hashaka. Who are in the Tila something regarding what the Gemara's original question was regarding the Tila Sidai. That Tevech Latvech is not valid. The Kamar, so the Gemara says, no, Loi Tzricha, no, it's not just regular Tevech, Tika Tevech Latvech. Ubayi Hodig Tani Demashke Tevech in the Chibul in Hashaka, and this is where we say that Mashke, that's moist, is not considered connection regarding Hashaka, that's the question, Imaib Tevech Latvech, is that when it's not moist enough to make something else moist, or it's even moist to make something else moist. So come on, the Sigma says Hanamitin in the Dava Chibur. We also learned that that's considered connected. They go to the Dachi, the Gemara checks. No, Hadda Tanina Tefech Latfeach. Just to say that it's moist to make something else moist, Dimelin Mikvois. Maybe that's regarding Mikvois. Rabbi Yehudi, and that's Mitam Gurachas. Like we said, that's a different idea. But in Ashaka, Ema, the Dava Chibur, I can say maybe it's not connected. I feel like Rabbi Yehuda, Kamoi, Bemikva, just like Bemikva, Bekakashava, by equal grounding, the like a Gurachas when there is no Gurachas. Now, says Taisa, based on this, Now the Gemara from Chagiga, which I really originally mentioned in Tyson's, like Kashmir is not difficult at all. Because the Matinu Mem, we could say, you're right, you could say, well, in the bottom mikvah, bottom pit, I feel like a Mem Tzoyz Mem, even if the middle one does not have 40 sal. So why do we actually pick that the middle one has 40 sal? Lashmir just come to tell us that, Allah, you can talk about Sevet, that even so, in the Sevet, the Sevet, that they say, you can only table in the middle one, even though the middle one has 40. So, Allah, still you cannot table in the bottom one, for sure in the upper one. What's coming to teach us, if we let you use your middle one, you might use some of the other ones. Avakash, what is difficult? He ends up with a question. He says, according to what the Gemara assumed, that Tefech Latfech, have a Chibul in Hashaka, that if it's moist, it makes something else moist, it's considered connected regarding Hashaka. So, Alma, but Tefech Latfech, so we see regarding that if something is moist, it can make something else moist, on the Makil and Yosel in Hashaka, we're more lean regarding Hashaka, as the Gemara is attempting to say at that point, Melin Mikvois. Because the Mikvah, Labach Chibul, we know we're going to make Mikvah, that's not considered this connection. Now, the contrast is, when Nitzik with Ketafers have an Ipcha, actually is the opposite. Because about Ashoka Lavachiba, regarding Ashoka, it's not considered connected. You know, in Mikvah Havachiba, it's considered connected. So, Tais finds that interesting, although elsewhere he says that it's not difficult because these Allah Chamash Messinas, they're not coming from Svar. Next, there's not the beginning of the Gemara. If someone has his head and the majority of his body comes into drawn waters. Or a tar shanaf of bechulu, or a tar person that falls on his head and the majority of his body is three look in the maim shugim, it's tam. So it says a hachgeh seen in the perikam of the Shabbos, that this is the gear in the first perikam of Shabbos of Yud Gimel Beis Dal Tfuyim Davka, and because we're saying different words, saying habarish, and then we're saying by the second halach we're saying tar. Because, yes, yeah, specifically by Tful Yom, so immersed himself that day, Dafka, specifically by their Gazba Bia, they were geyser when he comes into the water, because the Tfila, for sure, when the water falls on him. Avatar, but the Torah person is Dafka in the Tfila, specifically in the second case of Shanafla, Rishabu, that the water is poured on him. And the time of the reason, but this is Amari, he says, because the Chmir, the Tfila, they were more stringent by the Tfila, which is, we said, includes both them, Mishim Shemaisa, Kachaya. The actual originally story that this happened with the Medigzer was with when the water fell on the person, meaning when they pour the water on them. Kadam asked, like the Gemara says, as some have the gears in Nisna, they would put on them because they would shower afterwards. So people started thinking that, oh, that's the way you purify. But the other one was Gezer, the other one, so therefore that was not as stringent, it's only for the Tfoyim himself. Next says, Master begins Gemara, but get Yisra Matachas Deishneim Kasha. But Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said, Nimr Biechna, he qualified this teaching of. But that one says b'fani nechta, and one says b'fani nechta, it's going to be puzzle. It's only if one of them is the shliach. But if both are, if get is coming from both of them, it's going to be kasher. So it says, Masha Pesach B'Kunji, this is Rashi explains to Shnei Madukim, but they're both actually holding them. It's Yitzim Tachas Yishneim. So it says, Lav Davka, it's not precise. Shein Tzok Shei Mam Shnei Madukim, you don't literally have to have both of them holding on to the get. It's just that both of them say, Shabbal Osa Shnei Shluch Makach, the husband made them both agents for this. Vam Lehem. And he told them, Shneichem Alicha get Lishti, both of you take this get to my wife. And also, we're just saying that one of them is giving it in the presence of the other one. Can you remember Sefer like the Gemara says later on the Psalm Chazem and Beis, Kulchem Alicha, he says, all you should take this, it's really Echad Melech B'mayim Mikulim. One of them takes it in the presence of them all. Mechot Shleichem, one of them is agent. Shneichem made Shabbafanam Nasnam Balas, Hagel HaChavir HaLachilich LeIshtai. And the second one testifies that the husband told this guy to bring the get to his wife. According to Rabbi, it's going to be kasher because the ma'amir b'fenei girsha, because of the spark of the get. If they would say in front of us she was divorced, so anytime you have two, it's always going to be good. As the Gemara says this on Daf Hey Amidav, according to Rabbi, even after they learned in lahakshir, you should not validate it because kimicha inch name shluchim, not both agents. Because Daf Kibur name shluchim, this is when they're both agent, because according to Rabbi, it doesn't depend on that because it's you have to know the Shema. But only, but yeah, actually, when the both shluchim are in paragam, we said in the first paragam of him and Av, the kosher rabbi, the kosher kondra rabba, that's all Mishum debate today, the maizgit, when you have two people bringing get muslah shrichi, it's an uncommon thing. Like, Kai Gabin Loya, here you wouldn't say that principle, and therefore, it would not be valid kondra rabba, because you still have to know if it was done the shema.